There is no choice. You got a pulse? Yeah, get in there.
Morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Association Congress to order for September 19, 2017. The time is 10:04 a.m. and we are on day 13 of our CJO session. Assistant Chief Greg Horn, would you pray for us this morning?
Heavenly Father, thank you again for letting us meet in the service of our people. Thank you for all of the blessings you've bestowed upon us, the Osage people. Thank you for the resources you provided us. Thank you for the people that you provide for us to both lead and follow and serve. We meet here to do the business of the nation, and we hope that you give your blessing and your wisdom and your guidance to everyone in this room. We ask that you comfort the afflicted today, Lord, especially those that are suffering because of the weather or because of war. And we ask you to give comfort to those that serve this country abroad. We ask all of these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethlehem. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 18th. The journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for September 18th is approved. Reports of select committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, Mr. Congress, Assistant Chief, Appropriations Committee met this morning and considered bill number ONCA 1774, an act authorizing the clerk to appropriate $450,000 to the burial assistance fund for fiscal year 2018 revenue to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor of the bill. The final committee action was do pass, voting yes for Whitehorn, Shaw, Edwards, Mason, Supernaw, and Walker. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. We have another report. Sorry, I'm not having it with me. Bill number OCA 17100, an act authorizing the appropriate $1,216,000 to the Treasury for payment of the Master Campus Plan loan and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor of that bill. We did that yesterday on that. The final committee action was do pass as a committee substitute. Voting results were in favor of yes, Whitehorn, Shaw, Mason, Supernaw, Walker, and one no was Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other select committees? Seeing none. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Supernaw.
met and consider bill number OMCA 17108, an act to provide appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Branch LLC in the amount of $1,500,000, and establish an effective date. The final committee action was a due pass recommendation with 4 yes votes, 2 from all Pratt, 1 on Hamilton, and 1 no vote, Shaw, 1 absent, Mayor.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other standing committees? Seeing none, introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions? Congressman Norris.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. This is Principal Chief. Those listening in the Osage Nation, I'd like to introduce ONCR Resolution 17-44. To amend Article 8, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court to be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress. Now continue, I have another question.
Yes, please.
I'd like to read in ONCR 17-45. A resolution to amend Article 8, Section 11 of the Osage Nation Constitution to put the Chief Judge of the Trial Court in control of the budget and administration of the trial court.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 17-114, an act to amend the Business Commission and Advisory Boards Act 15 and ONC Section 5106 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1773, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1773 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We have now come to motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices this morning? Congressman Hamilton.
Education will be meeting IFS.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee meeting today from 1 to 3.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Culture, 3:15 and 5:15.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Health and Social Services, 5:15 to 7:15.
All right, thank you. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion to adjourn and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
What do you got on the clock?
We have one legislation that
your education may have
Don't talk about it.